Hi, everyone. This is Betsy Wurzel, your host of Chatting with Betsy on Passionate World Talk Radio, where our mantra is to educate, enlighten, and entertain. The views of the guest may not represent those of the host or the station. Folks, I love what I do because I get to meet so many wonderful people and introduce you, the audience, to my phenomenal guest that I have on. And today, I have on a phenomenal guest. Her name is Kalyani. She is a visionary New Age recording artist. She released One Earth single and music video, which, by the way, is on YouTube, and you've got to watch it because it's just stunningly beautiful. She is lending her captivating voice as a call for human connection and oneness to heal the earth more than her video got more than 4.5 million views. She is spiritually inspired, a visionary artist, and founder of Stargate Alliance Films and Media. And I want to welcome Kalyani to Chatting with Betsy.
Hi, Betsy. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, you are welcome. I loved your video. You have a beautiful voice. How did you come up with the concept of your song, One Earth? It's just beautiful.
This is actually a very fun and interesting story because it was in the summer of 2020 that I was introduced to, by a friend of a friend, introduced to this project called Hands Around the World. And it's a nonprofit organization that was being spearheaded by the famous, amazing, unfortunately now late, Ken Cragen, who was also pioneered some amazing humanitarian projects like USA for Africa, you know, with We're the World. And he was a, you know, very famous music agent back in the, I guess, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I met him, and he and Neil Morgan, who is the CEO of this foundation and project, were, you know, just meeting a lot of people, trying to push this project forward, and I came into like a liaison and trying to help them, and they asked me, actually Neil asked me repeatedly during the meetings, he suggested that I create a song for the project, you know, and they have like a few songs already on the project, but he said, I think you're going to create the most beautiful one, why don't you give it a shot? And I was like, okay, well, My signature as a singer is mostly, if you listen to the Muslim Vacation Tears for Nana, it's like I don't speak in English. I just use, you know, these sound, I don't know, some people call it echolalia, you know, it's more of an emanation from the heart. I call it, you know, it's just, it bypasses the reason. So it's just these beautiful vocalizations, right? Toning. And so I was like, you know, I don't consider myself a typical singer to write a lyric in English and sing in that way. But the cause was so beautiful, you know, for a project that is about climate change. And they wanted something inspired on climate change that would sound a little bit like We're the World, you know. And so yes. I did that. I just, you know, I at first I was a little bit intimidated, you know, stepping those shoes. But I thought, you know, why not give it a try? Get my head out of the way and just let it flow. So I was doing a lot of gardening at that time. You know, it was a period where we were on, you know, dealing with lockdown. And this period of a year, it was kind of hard to work with people. Everything had to be done remotely. So I just, you know, as I'm swimming, I love to swim through spring and summer. So I was swimming and I was gardening, and I decided to just let it come to me. And little by little, I would just hear, and sometimes in the middle of the night, like I would wake up and hear, you know, a verse, you know, and I would write down. I had like a pad. Wherever I went, I had this pad with me, or I would write it on my phone if I was outdoors. If I got, you know, and this is how the lyric just came through. It wasn't like I sit down for half an hour and it's all there. I just let it kind of, you know, drop in. And as the lyrics were dropping in, the melody was also coming with it, which was interesting. And so, it, you know, it was a kind of a beautiful, slow kind of drop-in process. And then the 2021, you know, because whenever I create something, I want a visual to go with it. This is how, that's my style. You know, that's what I like to do. I like to do singles. I don't worry about creating albums. I give all of myself to each thing that is coming through. So we started working, Wolfgang and I. He wanted to co-produce this with me, and we started working together on the video. And I tell you, I actually was thinking I didn't even need to be in the video. And some of my friends said, you can't do that. Everybody wants to see you. And I said, but this is so unique and different. And I think I should just put all these causes, you know, the things that are being done in the world. And we tried to call it, you know, create some, and it was horrible. and it's like, no, this is not going to work. And then a friend of mine, who's also a producer, he's now in Florida, but he used to live in Malibu, Stephen Lawrence Harvey. He said, why don't you just go right now, get in the car with Wolfgang, and go to North Lake. It's so beautiful up there. And just sing while walking in the beautiful nature of the lake. And I said, but you have to go right, you know, in the next couple of days, because snow's going to fall soon. And when it falls, it's going to look terrible. And you're going to miss this beautiful autumn gorgeousness. And I said, you know what? I was resisting doing this. And I said, well, let me take a look. You may have, you know, a point. So I mm-hmm. called Wolfgang. I said, let's do it. Let's go right now. I'm like, are you now? So it's so funny because every video is very different. This one was on the flow, like we winged it. And it looks so beautiful because, I don't know, spirit wanted it this way. And the way Wolfgang shot, of course, it has to do with lighting. We were in sunset. The sun was setting, and he shot against the sun setting. So there's this halo of light and all these beautiful, and we're just like on the edge of this lake. And that was it. We shot it, you know, we tried different locations. It's near... It's on the way to what do you call that big park, the Yosemite.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, it's stunningly beautiful where you're walking, and I'm always fascinated. I've been fascinated with, you know, how musicians write their music. I love John Denver music, and I've heard John Denver in interviews say, you know, the music just happens with him. He just sometimes, like when he was thinking of the song for Jacques Cousteau, it wasn't coming to him, and then one day it just came to him. And then with Annie's song, he said he just got it when he was on a ski lift, and he went home and wrote it in 15 minutes, and he said he can't explain it. The songs just come to him. And when you were describing that, that's what reminded me of John Denver.
The creative process is beautiful. It's very, each song is very unique and different how it happens, you know. But it has to come from a place of, at least for me, authentic connection with the message. For me, you know, I'm not a singer in the sense that I just want to write happy songs for people to dance or whatever, or sing or to entertain. I feel like I'm very purpose-driven and in sense of making positive change and giving positive messages with the work I do. So, you know, I felt what a beautiful opportunity to inspire people to believe that, you know, and as I started researching, you know, and I've always been an environmental supporter, you know, of causes, financially speaking, donating, you know, to different foundations. But when I started digging deeper, you know, I found incredible grassroots efforts from people all over the world that became enormous, successful organizations. A couple of them, I even have some imagery taken from their videos, like One Tree Planted has planted millions and millions of trees while we were in lockdown and continue to do so. Like another project that I love is the Ocean Cleanup. You can go to theoceancleanup.com. This was a 16-year-old young man, Boyan Flat. He was fishing and in scuba diving in Greece, and he saw plastic bags on the ocean. And he said, why can't we just clean this up? You know, you can go to the website. It's actually right there. So this led him to research plastic pollution problem for a school project. Then he learned about plastic accumulating in five large oceanic gyres, and the largest one being the Great Pacific Garbage Patch that everybody's heard of, right? So in 2012, he held a TED Talk about how to rid the old world's oceans of plastic using technology. The video went viral, and then and he dropped out of school and found this company, Ocean Cleanup. It's enormous, the impact that this young man has had on cleaning up the ocean. Check his website. And this inspired me to not just write in a sad way that, oh, yeah, everything is so terrible with what's going on. Yes, it is, but we can change it. And there are people already changing this left and right. And I think we need to inspire each other. My goal is to inspire humanity, because we are bombarded with bad news all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the media, unfortunately, doesn't create space for celebrating the beautiful movements and successful programs that people like you and I create and becomes bigger than life and achieves enormous successful results, like the Bali cleanup as well. There was 2020, there was the largest Bali cleanup. There's a clip on my video of that as well, when you see the men. And this is a company that decided to use all the trash to create different products and collect, you know, tires off the island and shoes. When I was in Bali in 2018, I was really sad, and I told my friend who lives there, I want to come back and bring these fishnet bags and take kids and everybody and walk through the beaches and the rivers and take all this trash out. And little did I know that in 2 years they would create one of the largest cleanup movements in Bali and clean up Bali completely and create new products from recycling the garbage. It's just fantastic. There's so much.
That is so true. I like a variety of music myself, but I like when a musician, an artist, or themselves, Kalyani. Like I maybe because I'm older, but I find like I a guy like country music, for example, not the country music of today, no offense to anyone, but in my opinion, they're all cookie cutters. They're like the same thing. Or back in the old days, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Patsy Cline, they were themselves. Loretta Lynn, She sang from things that she knew, and you could hear it in her voice. You know, they lived what they were singing. And you reflect that in your music. You believe in what you're singing. You could tell when an artist, to me anyway, when an artist is authentic in themselves rather than just singing something they don't have a connection to. You can see the difference. I know I can. Maybe because I'm an empath. I don't know. But that's what I perceived when I heard you sing. You're a beautiful woman. Anyway, singing in this beautiful atmosphere, but also showing images of what's going on in the world during the video. I thought it was very heart-touching. And, you know, it's not that it's I guess it's kind of ironic in a way that I've been having a lot of shows lately about people being authentic and people being kind. And, you know, you're talking about being authentic. And, you know, if people, I think, would just be themselves and find their voice, even if you're not a singer, but finding your voice as to a cause that you believe in. You know, we could change the world. You know, people think, oh, well, my voice doesn't matter. Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yes,
it does.
Yeah, and that's why I say this video, I wanted people to understand the power of one, the power of one person, because in all of these projects, it's somebody who felt like, you know, I want to create change here. I think I can gather some people who would like to do this with me. And from there, it grows. It's you have to have a heartfelt connection to what you're doing and be devoted to it and feel this calling. And you shouldn't let anything stop you, you know. It's if you would love to do something, go ahead and do it. The message is you matter. You matter way more than anybody has ever told you, you know, or that you ever believe it would be true. And it is. Like, for example, one thing that I like to talk about when I go on the interviews is that your choice of product, for example, makes a huge difference. There's, you know, was it 7 or 8 billion of us on the planet? If every one of us chose to pick, you know, replace items that we like to eat. Like some people love chips. Those bags cannot even be recycled. You know, can you make those chips at home? Can you learn how to make them? Stop buying those chips. Can you buy things that, you know, if you drink milk or almond milk or whatever, can you buy them coming in a glass jar as opposed to a plastic? Try to look for the closest product to what you like to consume that will not accumulate garbage in the planet. Does your choice matter? Yeah, because each one of us creates 7 billion new people around the planet. So the one choice, the one person that doesn't use plastic straw or plastic spoons or plates or plastic bags amounts to billions, because the one and each one, you know, you cannot ignore the power of one. It's the one, you know, we are one, you know, because every one of us matter and every one of us can create change. This is the message that I'm hoping I can continue to give, you know, as I talk about the inspiration for this song.
Absolutely. Here in New Jersey, I live in New Jersey, and last year they passed no plastic bags. You know, you go to the supermarket or you go to the store. So here in New Jersey, we had to bring our own bags with us. But back in the old days, because I'm 65, I remember when the milkman used to come and the milk was in glass and the Coke bottles were in glass. And things were just seemed to be made better and made to last versus today's products that are not at all made to last. And if you look at the cars, even from the 50s and 60s to what they are now, I mean, those cars were like armor. I mean, they were really, and even like in the 40s, those cars were, you hit into that. I mean, it wasn't going to fold up like the cars today. They'll just crumble. If, you know, they get hit. Excuse me, I have to cough. Kalyani, I've always been curious about the process of when a singer, an artist, makes a video. This might sound like a silly question, but I always wonder this. Are you really singing when you're out in the field in the open, or is that like added in later?
No. I am singing, but it's not that singing version that goes into the video. So we put the soundtrack on the background, right? And I sing to it. I don't have to sing out very loud or perfectly, but I'm singing it so that it's in sync with the track, right? But of course, you want to record your voice in the studio because there are birds and cars that go by, and there's airplanes and helicopters. When you shoot a video, you either lip sync or you sing, you know, to the sound, to the music that's playing on the background. So we had the track playing on a speaker, you know, a portable speaker, and whatever we would start, you know, playing the song, and he would start shooting, and I would start singing. But I was singing like you sing in the kitchen, in the bathroom. You're just singing. You're not concerned with singing, you know. I was singing. But my voice in the video was not used, the original voice that I was singing outdoors, because you have to record in the studio to have it.
Right.
You don't want.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Yes, that's what I was wondering. And is it the artist? Do you choose where you want your video filmed, or is it if you have a record company, do their producers choose that for you? Is it a mutual agreement?
Because I'm self-produced, I get to choose. Because, you know, Mystic Sounds is the record company under the umbrella of Stargate Alliance. So everything belongs to me. So Stargate Alliance.
You're smart.
So
it's smart move.
Of course, I'm not I always work with people. You know, I have musicians that, you know, I hire, or editors, and, you know, all of that. And I work with my team. I call it my team. And Wolfgang and I have been working for many years together, and I've worked with other people before, like on the previous songs. But I have that advantage. I'm not with any other label. So yeah, I imagine whoever is, they have to meet halfway, right? They probably have to do what the label wants them to do.
Right. That's yeah, that's what I was wondering, because, you know, you as an artist, you might have a vision how you want your video to look. And
exactly.
You're very you're very smart. You are your own boss. You know, you own your own material, and you know, you produce. I think that's where I think other artists, when they're starting out, they kind of get squashed in their creativity, because they have to go by their record label, which is why a lot of artists leave record labels and go to either start their own or go to one that will let them do their own creative ideas that they have. Because I always wondered, you know, how do they get the creative ideas to, you know, where to shoot, what to have in a video? And it must take a long time. How long did it take to make your video on Earth?
How long?
Yeah. How long is that process?
Well, I have to say this one was I found this to be the most difficult one to make, even though it seems like it, you know, the shooting was one day, you know, but the editing and the concept was difficult. I was bit torn because I you know, usually my videos, like the Muslim Vacation Just Renana, it's like a blank slate because I don't have words that are comprehensible. You know, I don't know if you know Lisa Gerard. Do you know the work of Lisa Gerard?
No.
Yeah. So this kind of the vocalization, I think she calls it echolalia.
Oh yes, I heard of that, yes.
Yeah, so it's like I don't have to be concerned with the words, and this time it's like there are words being said, and the video has, I wanted the video to be a reflection of the lyrics, of course, right? So it was kind of like, I had different ideas coming through, and it was an interesting process. And, I had to work around other people's schedule. Producing the song took, like, you know, a while, too, because some musicians were out of the country, and they were touring, or they were, you know, and it was, and this time I used a lot of different musicians as well. And the video, after the song was completely produced, we started editing, you know. So I had limited footage of that particular location, and because not everything that was shot was beautiful, right? You had that,
right.
That particular location came out so stellar, but I didn't have, because sometimes I tripped. You know, it's so funny. Wolfie and I want to do, like, behind the scenes and put it out because it's fun. You know, people don't know what happens. It was freezing cold. I had to take I had a three-quarter black coat all the way down and Uggs, but people don't know. And I'm walking, like, basically in a swamp. I am freezing cold. And sometimes I had to hold on to that tall grass so I wouldn't fall. So some of the shots that were taken when I'm speaking certain words were not usable because either, you know, I sang the wrong word or I lost balance. Or so it's so funny. And then what I had to use, and what I didn't have, I had to find things to fill it with, right? And I said, well, that's perfect because I want to bring in an expression of what's being done out there. Initially, that's all I wanted. I wanted to put a collage of these movements for climate change that are happening around the world. But they said, no, but everybody's going to want to watch you, Taliani. They want to see you. You're the artist. You know, you have a fan base. They want to see you. And I said, okay. So I said, let's use what we have and put in. So, but finding the correct thing and not having to do it from scratch. So I went off and I went looking, you know, I went asking people if I could use, you know, some parts of their videos, you know, and bring actually visibility and exposure to these beautiful foundations that started with just somebody wanting to create change, and they became larger than life. And so it was kind of like, let's get together, let's get it done, you know? And it's like,
yeah,
let's put this here, let's take this out. Oh no, this looks terrible. Let's try this one. So it's kind of like this, you know, you piece it together. I think this should be there. This should be here. You know, let's see what else I have to replace. This one doesn't have good lighting, you know? So it's not easy. This was a little harder than the ones I did before.
Yeah, people are realizing when we watch a video on YouTube, maybe it's a 5-minute video, music video, but the time that goes into that is like, it is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking, it could be weeks. It could be a month's worth of work that went into making a 5-minute video.
Definitely several months. Yeah.
Yeah.
That took for the editing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. Kalyani, how did you come up with that name? Because I know that's not your original name. Does this name have a meaning?
I love your questions. Yeah. Well, actually, I was in the process of, creating, my company and writing and doing music, and I felt that that's like an aspect of me, the artist aspect of me, I felt was so different than the mother, the ex-wife, and carrying my ex-husband's name. So I meditated, and I asked spirit, because I have a very spiritual side all my life since I was a child. And, that would be a whole other conversation. But I was meditating a lot at the time, and I just went into a deep state of meditation, and I heard the name, and I never heard that name before.
It's pretty.
I heard the name. Mm-hmm. I heard the name, and I was asking spirit for a few months. I had that in the back of my head. Am I supposed to use my legal name, or am I? I want to separate that from, even the producer aspect, but because I've also produced documentaries and film, and created other things under my legal name, which is Jane Gare. But I feel that, I feel that this aspect of me, the artist, and the spiritual me, that it doesn't have to walk the world. I feel there's an aspect of me that is about, being in the world. And then there's this aspect of me that's otherworldly. Kalyani is the one who, is here to inspire and create beauty and help. And I also do sacred circles, with my community. I also hold women's empowerment circles, embodiment circles, spiritually speaking, because I was also trained for that. And the spiritual and music aspect of me is Kalyani, and that name came in meditation. So
that's a beautiful name. Yeah, I never heard.
It's a medium name. It's a medium name. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Indian as in the country India, or Indian as in Native American?
No, Indian as in India.
Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to make that clear. It's beautiful. It's funny. I worked in a preschool with predominantly Indian children from India, and some of these names, their names, I could not say. I had the hardest time pronouncing their names. And this name, Kalyani, I never came across, but it's a beautiful name. And Kalyani, my own personal life, I'm using my voice. I don't like the sound of my voice, but it's the voice that I have that I'm using, to help change the world. And I like to listen to motivational and inspirational speakers, and they all have a common thread. They say, be you, be your original, authentic self, because only you have your message, right? You only us as individuals have our own message, and we have a job that we were meant to do here on this earth. And we can make a difference. You know, sometimes we don't know. We don't know how far our ripples go. Like, I don't know how far, you know, ripples go with my show. But my passion to do my show really is to help people to have a better life, to know they're not alone, to listen to people who, I love to interview people who have had a struggle and they made it to the other side and they started nonprofits and they made a difference. They got into advocacy because of what they went through. And that's what you're, you know, reminding me of when you're saying, no, we could all make a change. We all can make a difference. It's it's very true.
Yeah, and a lot of us, you know, I bet you've heard the term the wounded healer, right? Because when we overcome our trauma or our, you know, most difficult episode of our life, some people are cancer survivors and they want to tell other people how they did it and they become a voice for that. Other people have overcome tremendous abuse, molestation, be it what it is. And it's very important to heal inside, to let go of fear and guilt and shame and become your, become a hero for others. Because for as long as we see ourselves as just a victim and are carrying the weight of all this misunderstanding of ourselves and feeling victimized and disempowered, we cannot help. So it's very important to search for ways in which to heal our wounds so that we can become the voice for others as well. And that's very, very common. A lot of people doing great things in the world are doing it because they had to learn how to heal themselves, and now they're telling others how they can do it in their life, those who are going through the same thing, right?
Exactly, exactly. I share my story, not for anyone to feel sorry for me, because I don't want sympathy. I want to share my experiences with people because I want to help people. I want people to know, because I was a caregiver for my husband, you can survive caregiving. You can thrive in it. And even in grieving, you know, you can still, you know, we're always going to love and miss our loved ones, but you know what? Life is for the living. And I choose to live. I choose to honor my husband's memory by living my life and enjoying each day. Each day is a gift, folks. Let me tell you, the older you get, the faster the time goes.
Absolutely.
It sure does. I mean, I'm very open about my life. It's hard for me to wrap around my head that I am 65, I'm a senior citizen, and don't feel myself that way. And, you know, you realize, wow, life is short. You know, 5 more years, if I live, I'll be 70. I don't have time to mope around. I don't have time for, I call it like a foolishness. I want to make every day of my life count. I want to help somebody every day. I want to honor my husband's memory every day. I'm living for myself, for him. My husband died. He was 66 years old. And my brother died at the age of 67. And life is just so precious. It's a gift. And every day is a gift, every minute. And I just love your energy, Kalyani. And you're not only a beautiful person on the outside, but you have a beautiful soul. I just get that energy from you. And I really, I want to thank you, you know, for coming on and doing your video and doing what you do, because I really love when people have a passion to help others. And I want to encourage everyone, the link will be in the blog, to watch Kalyani's video, One Earth. And she has other music on YouTube that is also wonderful and inspiring. What else would you like to tell the audience, Kalyani?
Well, I think I already said it. I feel like, you know, I would love for everyone who's listening to know that they matter. It doesn't matter how old you are, you know, from, you know, like, for example, the 16-year-old boy today is has this enormous company that's making incredible, incredible change. And there are people who start, you know, in their 70s. There's a ballerina that became really famous that started training in their 40s or 50s. I can't remember now. Or it doesn't matter if you're 90, 95. Whatever inspires you, you know, as long as you're alive and living, you know, your choice counts, you know. So be inspired. I would say if you listen too much to the news, maybe don't listen so much because it's very depressing. And there's no interest, like sensationalism of the news. It's to just, you know, that it's a machinery. And unfortunately, it's a program. It programs us to become disempowered and depressed and think that everything is going down. But, you know, do your own search for inspiration, because there's a lot out there that is not being talked about, that is beautiful and successful, and that shows the courage of the human spirit and the, you know, the beauty of what it means to be human, and you know, the light that comes from our heart, and together we, you know, we can create wonderful things. It doesn't have to come from somewhere else. So I'd say believe in yourself, because you do matter. Yeah, the power of one, the power of one choice. Because, you know, another thing that I wanted to bring up that slipped was that when we, you know, the industry, they offer us, it's supply and demand, right? So we demand the product, they will continue to sell it, because they have to keep business going and their employees and, you know, people need to, you know, get, you know. But if you start to choose different products, the products we don't choose, they're going to have to repackage. So because they will see that, you know, people are choosing glass. They're not choosing plastic. People are choosing electric cars. They're not choosing. We do what we can. If it's just to make a vow to not use, you know, plastic straws or use plastic forks or knives or plates or plastic bags. Make that commitment and know that it's important. Like trash bags. There is plastic now that looks like plastic bags, trash bags. They're completely compostable and they're made of oil. They're made of different, you know, oils that are coming from food, like corn. There's corn plastic now, which is completely biodegradable, you know. So there's alternative things we can use, you know, to resolve problems and believe that you matter. It's huge. It's a huge awareness. To know that your choice matters a lot, and be inspired to contribute. Start a new thing. Start a new movement, you know, grassroots movement, grow into huge. What's your passion? Listen to your heart and take action, right? Take action. Don't keep it inside. Talk to somebody. Write it on paper and make a plan. Call your friends and go do it. Maybe it's just joining something that's being done, like go to one of the many organizations that are planting trees to create environmental change, because the climate change is when you plant more trees, there's more rain, you know? So, you know, the drought is created by a lack of trees. So if you have more green and trees, you create more rain. And God knows we need it in California.
Oh, yeah, we don't need a New Jersey. Well, yeah. Thank you, Kalyani. I find you inspiring. I only listen to the news in the morning as I'm, you know, puttering around, and in the evening, and that's on the radio because I don't have a TV. And I like to listen to different people on YouTube. Inspirational, motivational people that inspire me because, you know, folks, if you fill your head with negative thoughts and negative energy and negative people, that's what you're going to have. You're going to be negative. So I choose to surround myself with positivity as much as I can. Not false positivity. You know, I know reality is what it is, but I used to be negative really most of my life till the age of 60 when I decided to turn my life around, and I changed. And I have been, it took me till 60, but folks, you are never too old to change. I say that all the time. You know, as long as you are living, you are learning. We're all works in process. Once you stop learning, you're going to stop living. That's just how I feel. You know, I learn all the time.
I'm not as young as I look, and my music career began in my 20s. So
wow.
And I couldn't agree with you more. It doesn't matter how old you are. You're inspired. You have a dream. Go after it. Forget the program. Whatever somebody told you that it's not done this way. Create your own voice, your own way, and go for the dream.
Yes.
It's never too late.
Well, you look so young. Hey, you look so young.
I know. That's what I said. Yeah. No, I have 14.
Yeah.
I started
in my
40s. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know what? There are people. I was listening to a podcast. Somebody started a podcast at the age of 80. She just started.
Absolutely.
I was just listening to someone who was a Holocaust survivor. And she's in her 90s and is still writing books and still speaking. And that's just amazing.
Right? That's so inspiring.
Yes, it is. But I want to thank you, Kalyani, for coming on Chatting with Betsy. I enjoyed chatting with you. And I hope the audience will check out your music. Do you have a website or any way where people can connect with you?
I do. I have Kalyani.com. It's Kalyani. Most Kalyanis in India are spelled Kaly, but mine is Kali and then Y. So it's an I and a Y, Kalyani.com. You'll see all my music work there, and there's blog. I also write about love, relationships, and all kinds of things, nature, spirituality. And if you want to check my producing work, you can go to stargatealliance.net. But Kalyani.com is where the music is. And I'm also on Facebook. Go to Facebook. Send me a friend request, and I post a lot there. I post, if you give me a link for the show, I can put it there too.
Oh, yes, definitely be getting that. Can you repeat that, Stargate Alliance, is it .com?
.net.
Oh, .net, okay.
Yeah,
.net.
StargateAlliance.net and Kalyani.com.
Oh, that is fantastic. And you know what, I forgot to, actually, my brain goes ahead of my mouth all the time. I wanted to ask you how you became really a musician. How you got into that. But you know what? If you could just tell briefly, but you are welcome to come back, Kalyani. There's a lot of information and wisdom that you have that I think you need to share.
Yeah, I can tell you that on the next one, because it's a beautiful, very spiritual story as well. So
awesome.
Be too long for me to talk.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Because you know what, I really wanted to, get really to shine the light on your One Earth single, but definitely I would love to have you come back on Chatting with Betsy. There's always so much to, discuss with very interesting people, and I do believe and I feel that you have a lot to offer people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all
Thank
learn,
you.
You're welcome, from each other, and I wish people would realize that we're more alike than we are different. And,
yes. That's true.
Just put aside our differences and stop the hatred, folks. I said this yesterday on my show with someone. We're, talking about past events that have happened. We all want the same things in life. We all want love, shelter, safety, live in peace.
Mm-hmm.
We all want that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't know why people cannot put aside differences and get along with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, what? You could write to the show. You could write to me, Sloan, Sloan, Betsy, BETSY31, @gmail.com, and tell me your opinion. Why can't we get along? Why do we have to, be mean to each mm-hmm. other? We don't have to be mean to each other. And mm-hmm. I just believe in, a kindness. But thank you, Kalyani, for coming
You're
on.
Welcome.
And I want to thank Jeannie White, who's a station manager at Peshawar World Talk Radio. The information about Kalyani will be in the blog, so please read that. And I want to thank Lillian Caldwell, who's CEO of Peshawar World Talk Radio, who makes this all possible. And I want to thank you, the listeners. Thank you for listening, sharing, subscribing. And if you don't already subscribe to Chatting with Betsy, it is for free on Spotify, Spreaker, iHeart, YouTube, just to name a few. I want to help people, folks. That's my mission, is to help as many people as possible. And I can only do it if you help me. So please share this show. And that helps me, and it helps honor my husband Matt's memory. And I do have a public service announcement. June is next week already. By the time you hear this, June might be half over. But June is Brain and Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Please take care of your brain. And if you have any concerns about memory issues, please see a primary care doctor about it. Get screened. Protect your brain. Be safe. Wear a helmet if you do motorcycle or biking. Anything, dangerous, that's just my opinion. And I just am here for you folks. I'm here to be a resource. And I also want to encourage you all to follow me on my Facebook page, Betsy E. Wurzel, W-U-R-Z-E-L. And if anyone needs a support group, if you're a caregiver, chances are you will be. I have hashtag Kick Alzheimer's S Movement on Facebook, and you all are welcome to join. You do not have to have Alzheimer's, or your loved one doesn't. All dementias, all people from all walks of life are welcomed in hashtag Kick Alzheimer's S Movement. And that's what I have to say today, folks. And as I always say at the end of my show, in a world where you can be anything, please be kind and shine your light bright, because if we all did that, it would be a much kinder, brighter world. And that's what I believe. And that's what I believe we need now more than ever. Let's love up on each other and bring humanity back to ourselves and for each other. And I strongly believe that. So that's what I have to say today. This is Betsy Wurzel, your host of Chatting with Betsy on Passionate World Talk Radio. Till we chat again, be safe. Bye-bye, everyone.